Live in studio, we've got Nick Mihailov. He is the president of the Board of Education for a pretty cool charter school. It's called Madison. It's a charter school near Flint. And interesting gentleman is Nick. Well, wanted to dive into charter schools. They have been taking a lot of hits, And let's go to the first one, that the teachers aren't as qualified in charter schools as they are in public schools. Respond to that.
I think that that, along with a number of others, we still get calls about being able to pick and select students, which isn't the case. Any student that applies, it's a lottery system, has the ability to be able to come in if there's seats available. We also comply with the No Child Left Behind that traditional public schools do. We also receive our funding the same way that traditional public schools do. It's a little different. We don't have the capacity or the ability to be able to elect for a millage for building considerations. We have to, a year and a half ago, in this economy, when we wanted to complete the elementary school and then do the renovations on our high school building, we had to submit in the open market a bond issuance that totaled just about $15 million. And, you know, it's airtight, and investors look at it and they invest based on the business model. So when you come, you're not going to be seeing, you know, the black mold and the ceiling tiles that we've seen as we've walked through lots of the schools and trees growing out of the gutters and things like that. So when we look at the educational process, not only are our teachers going through the same qualification process, but we're also held to the same standards. Charter and traditional are both public schools. The difference with, I think, principally as a parent and not a professional educator, but someone now that's had boots in the trenches for these last 5-6 years is, you know, charter was designed to be able to give parents an option. And the parents can choose to sign an agreement to the culture of the school, the standards, and or they can choose not to. But it gives parents an option, like online does, like the maybe parochial or Christian or just private schools do.
The teachers at your school are certified and are college graduates. Do they make near the same pay or the same pay? Do they get benefits? Do they get retirement?
When it comes to all of those structures, our education service provider, our management company, is the group that oversees that. But they do receive a competitive pay, and they have matching benefits and retirement and the whole nine yards.
I hear the shot, too, that you're talking about for-profit education, that you're trying to make a nickel as opposed to just teaching the kids.
Well, really, there's just no such thing as a for-profit charter school. They're public schools. So,
next question. I hear that quite a bit. As a matter of fact, when we had a conversation with Dr. Eugene King from the Chavez Academy, he really took offense to the fact that charter schools, his in particular, wasn't called a public school because he said that they are in the neighborhood and they're immersed with kids from the neighborhood. But when I talk to union officials from the Michigan Education Association or the American Federation of Teachers Michigan branch, they tell me, no, you're not. You're for profit. You're trying to make money, and your focus isn't on educating students.
That's not true.
Let's talk a little bit about education funding. Is it more challenging to get the funding that you need as opposed to what public schools deal with?
Well, when you ask that question, I guess there's two parts to that, and I'll go back briefly to building considerations. Traditional public and charter public, both are going to be receiving X amount of money per child that comes in from their respective tax base. But the difference being that a traditional system can access local mills for their facilities, where charter public can't. And generally for us, 15 to 20% of our budget will come out of for the facility, will come out of the same pot, which is that funding that the student's bringing in, versus the almost the two pots that a traditional public has, the student and then a different that would be the mill for their building considerations.
What about the information that I've heard that when it comes to special programs, you're not required to provide those as public schools are? For example, special needs programs for special needs kids, extracurricular activities, sports.
Well, I think that you're asking two questions. When it comes to the educational, specific educational needs for any child that comes, we're still required to be compliant with any of the laws that would govern public education because we are a public school. When it comes to, and this would be one of the perhaps downsides of charter because it's smaller, because it's a more niche, we don't have the same offering of extracurricular sports activities out of the get-go that some of the larger, more established schools do now. And it's, I think it's also important that as we discuss this, which is a hot topic, that you know there are communities that traditional public schools are doing fantastic in. They're accomplishing what needs to be done. Charter school exists to provide parents with an option. And we've told people from the very beginning that if there's a specific sport, and there's some schools down in Ann Arbor, Huron, Pioneer, and around that have the resources. They have water polo and diving. We're never going to have that. So if those things, football, hockey, are important, this perhaps isn't the school of choice for you.
So if a mentally impaired student comes to Madison Academy, you'll be able to take care of all the academic and other needs that student may have?
Able and required to.
Really?
Absolutely.
Do you have any of those type of students now?
Well, good question. And I'm not fully apprised of the entire student body, but I know that we do have the individual education plans for all the students. So we have to identify if they have any types of special needs. And if they do, we have to adjust our educational day to accommodate that.
We're talking with Nick Mihailoff. He is the president for the Madison Academy Board of Education. We're talking charter schools.